Trust me, yeah, I have been around a really long time. My working career is more than the average age of every TVF employee. That's the kind of years that I put in. And the first video piece that we thought was a spoof we did on roadies called Ravi. And that was the one that went viral and crossed a million views. Like, Aspirants as a show happened because we created a small sketch saying when you date an aspirant. And suddenly we got so much of love for that particular thing, and they were asking them, hey, you're making shows on IIT graduates and startups, why don't you make something on
UPSC. Welcome, Vijay, to the show.
Thank you for having me over, Tammy.
Really, really looking forward to today's enriching discussion.
Likewise.
I'll just explain to you the format. Basically, we are talking about the ins and outs of the content business, and we are going to deep dive into the syndication business today. And, you know, the purpose of this podcast series is basically for all the young audiences, anyone who's passing out of college, koi agar job kar raha hai, jinko industry change karna hai. We are trying to create a series which demystifies and simplifies every aspect of content business.
Damn, where were you when I started out?
I was asking the same question. You know, so fully confused people, you know, deep, like jumping into the well without knowing anything, right?
There was no one to guide us then.
Yeah, so that's what the intention is, and hopefully we're able to do a good job at it, giving
we'll
some
try.
Direction. Yeah,
we'll keep trying.
Yeah. Okay, so I have known you for the longest of time. Why don't you introduce yourself for our audience, going back from where you started your career, what has been the progression, and what are you doing now in TVF?
Okay, long time, makes me sound like a dinosaur, but trust me, yeah, I have been around a really long time. My working career is more than the average age of every TVF employee. That's the kind of years that I put in. But largely a Mumbaiker. In fact, I've lived in the same suburb my entire life. Good old low-profile Chembur. Did my schooling, college, all of it from a local place itself. Was very, very interested in stories and movies. Thanks to my parents, they insisted that you have to, one lifetime is too short to watch bad content. So they used to insist on taking me for art movies in the theater.
Nice.
At the age of 10 and 12. Mm. Imagine the trauma that a 10-year-old goes through watching an Adur Gopalakrishnan movie in theater. But thank God my dad insisted on all those things. Thanks to that, my taste in content has not been restricted to just massy commercial stuff, but I'm open to sampling a lot of other types of and genres of content. Advertising was one of my first loves, and I strayed into that industry thanks to a gentleman called Martin Burkey, who gave me a chance earlier on in my career. Started off in the back room, media planning, buying, the numerical, analytical part of the business. Again, non-glamorous.
Yeah.
Even in ad agencies, the copywriter.
The glamorous.
Yeah. Copywriters and the art guys are the glamorous ones. We were completely the back room.
Yeah.
And I possibly worked for some of the hotshot creative agencies in the country then, including Enterprise and Chikaya and stuff like that. Very interesting journey, and the industry was on a stage of radical change. Mm. The media buying AOR system and all was just blooming at that point in time, I think 1996. And then I moved on to possibly the largest AOR setup in the country at that point in time, and I think still is. JWT Fulcrum, which was managing the entire Unilever business. After doing almost 10 years of advertising, I said, I'm an inherent risk taker. I'm not bound by a particular thing. I'm always wanting to try new things, always want to experiment. And I said, okay, I've done media planning, I've done media buying. How about trying the other side? And that's when I moved on to this gentleman called Raj Naik, who gave me an opportunity in Star TV. Music was another passion of mine, at least listening to music. And he gave me a chance to head Channel V at that point in time.
This
was
which year?
This is 2000.
2000, yeah.
This is the year when KBC happened in the Indian media scenario. And we've never looked back since then. But that's also the time my career began as a salesperson, as a business development, as a revenue person. I've done stints at some of the big major broadcast companies in the world. Star, of course. Then I did with ESPN. I did with Sony. Again, most of it was... I prefer to stick to genres that I follow. Or which were of interest to me, rather than going to a GEC or going to a movie channel, mass Hindi movie channel. I was largely between music, Channel V, and we did movies. That was Sony Pix at that point in time, and AXN. So these were the three genres that I was largely in.
Yeah.
And all three were challenger brands in their space. So one had to always think of new innovative ways to ensure that the customer, the brand, the client saw reason to invest in your product or what you were offering. Like, for instance, when Sony Pix launched, they launched with all library titles.
Yeah.
And the trend in the industry that time was to buy movies which are more recent, which people related to. And when you go to someone and tell them that, hey, I have Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, or I have Taxi Driver, or I have For a Few Dollars More. Most people in the media buying industry at that point in time had not heard of these titles also. The average person. So to try and convince them, what does one do? I mean, ratings were obviously not in our favor, the typical broadcast ratings. Yeah. So... at that point in time, we actually did a mapping of the primetime slots for Star Movies, for Z Movies, HBO, and Sony Pix. And we compared ratings from IMDb for the title that's being telecast for a period of 30 days. And lo and behold, most of our movies came on top. And you know, the funny part is people were paying 400 rupees a DVD to buy Taxi Driver.
Correct.
Here, Sony Pix was giving it free to them. None of these movies would ever release in a theater. Unlikely to release in a theater. Most others, Mission Impossible, the recent ones were all releasing in theaters, right?
Yeah.
So those were reasons you were telling that, hey, you may not see this in actual viewership ratings, but there is a genuine audience who wants to watch good quality content. So I think very early, I'd figured ways to ensure that good content reaches the right audience and is monetized and enabled. Otherwise, if you only lay back on the crutch of ratings, then you don't need a business development person. I mean, even the front desk can handle the inquiries on a call and close it, right?
Correct.
It's just about an Excel sheet. After all those interesting journeys, I said, what next? Said, I've done agency work, I've done broadcast work, and that's the time when I think another legend, another person I admire deeply, Kishore G from Future Group. He has like turned around the modern retail setup in India, launching format after format, and acquired a huge customer base. And they were looking at ways to monetize that customer base. And from that whole thing, the genesis of Future Media came up.
Yeah,
and I joined them, and we did a lot of interesting work there.
Okay.
Like you go to Big Bazaar to buy vegetables and groceries. We actually convinced Tata Motors to sell Tata Nano from a Big Bazaar. So
that's a good one.
Yeah, so we've done crazy things like that also, and it's actually a case study of sorts. You know, at one point in time, almost 20% of Tata Nano inquiries in the country were coming from this one particular activity that was happening. You won't believe it. The highest inquiries we got, it was from a store called Tinsukia in Assam.
Wow.
I never even knew the place like Tinsukia ever existed. But thanks to Tata Nano, I figured that. Anyway, so those are the kind of interesting, crazy things that I've done. And post that, I said, what next? And I got into radio. You know, throughout this entire journey, digital has always been very, very strong, and I've been observing it from the ringside. I used to watch a lot of interesting content that folks like AIB was putting out. I think Bhuvan Bam was putting out. My peer group, nobody was watching it, but I was closely watching it. And I could see a trend that, hey, this is actually where the future is.
Around 2015, 2014, 2015.
2014, 2015.
Yeah.
This is when I was with Reliance Broadcast managing their TV and radio business.
Yeah.
And I said, it is now or never.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm not getting any younger. And I have to take a plunge into this this particular business and see what happens. I mean, the risk is always there because I knew nothing about it.
Yeah.
And I still believe I'm barely scratching the surface of knowing what is happening. But I said, you have to jump into it. Otherwise, there is no way out. And and a dear friend of mine who is now with Google, he connected me with Arunabh Kumar at TVF. And the love affair continues for the past 7 years or more. There was a small break in between, but that was a break for a lot of us. But we've all eventually got back together. And I think pandemic was one of the best things that happened to us. Got a lot of the old TVF gang together. And here we are.
What makes you stick to this new current business format when you compare it to your earlier stints in television? Like, in terms of relevance, I'm talking about in the current scenario.
Multiple things. One is every day is different. So most other businesses that I spoke about, what you're selling, what you're doing, largely is the same. It's very predictable. Predictable at sometimes and some stages can become boring also. What we're doing here, honestly, I don't know what is the kind of show that will break into a big way next year. Or I'm not sure as to what format will work. There's constantly something new that is happening in the world of digital. It's so democratic. I mean, anybody can become a great content creator. And there's so much of talent in our country across, whether it is writing, whether it is direction, whether it is editing, whether it's music. Digital is where the action is. And you're not restricted by advertisers, so to speak. While advertisers form a basic chunk of our business, but like in TV, you are still catering to the lowest common denominator, housewife 30 years plus. So you have to make all those brain dead kitchen politics shows, and which has thrived for 20 years, but I don't know how long it is going to continue. Here, you are not necessarily having to cater to a particular set of consumers. You can decide who you want to talk to. Like, I could be talking to a IIT aspirant, I could be talking to a UPSC entrance person, I could be talking to a CA person. For Christ's sake, how many shows or how much content has been made for UPSC people in the past 100 years? It's just after we started making a show on UPSC that suddenly Bollywood and many others are stumbling over each other to make shows on or films or whatever else on UPSC. So I think the beauty is, every day there is something new that's happening. As long as you're open to learning and unlearning, it's a fabulous journey.
This brings me to our next question, Vijay, in terms of, you know, I have seen, Arunav is a dear friend of mine, as I were back from college, and I have seen TVF grow from those sketches that used to make to full-fledged shows, right, which are like, which are breaking barriers on, and congratulations, by the way, on Sapne. Breaking all the norms of IMDb ratings. But one question I had, so TVF has a mix of short form versus long form premium shows, right? What is that decision making on why both the formats exist? Maybe the basic question would be like how do you handle it business wise? Is there a particular learning coming from a short form versus a long form? A little bit deep dive would be helpful.
Okay, so we started with short form.
Yeah.
In the first video piece that we took out was a spoof we did on roadies called Rowdies, and that was the one that went viral and crossed a million views. This is much before the Jio era, and data was far more precious, and download speeds and all of that were insanely slow. But still, they managed to do a million views then. See, our whole thing is twofold. Our business model is twofold. We have, at least now it is, we cater to a lot of these OTT platforms where long form shows is the order of the day. So we make that, whether it's a Kota Factory, whether it's a Panchayat, whether it's a Good Luck, whether it's an Aspirant, whether it's any of those shows. I mean, I can rattle off another 20 shows which you would have heard, but I'll stop at 5. Or there are a lot of brands who want to do work with us, and some may not have the same revenues or resources to invest in long form. So they want to start in a small way. So they probably want to experiment, test the water. So hence we keep short form as an option still available to them. And then there's short form, there's mini series, or there's long form. So we've made like a dummy's guide to investing on branded content on YouTube, for example. And then we've given references as to, if you invest this much, this is the kind of numbers you can reach. And we take them through case studies, what has worked, what has not worked. So largely these are the two things. And despite us launching 18 to 20 shows in a year. Most people hope to do that in a lifetime.
Yeah, exactly.
If they're lucky, but we managed to do that here. We will continue to make content on YouTube or any AVOD platform for brands and independently, because, you know, that's our R&D lab. Yeah. That's where we get first cut audience feedback. We know what is working, what is not working. And the digital world is brutally honest.
Yeah.
They will tell you on your face that, hey, this is working. I like this, or I don't like this. This character is appealing to me. That's not appealing to me. And that's the best way to take feedback. And so, like, Aspirants as a show happened because we created a small sketch saying, when you date an aspirant. And suddenly we got so much of love for that particular thing. And they were asking, hey, you're making shows on IIT graduates and startups. Why don't you make something on
UPSC?
UPSC.
Yeah.
And that's how on our own, probably we may not have thought of that.
Mm.
But thanks to doing our activity there and collaborations with brands on YouTube, we managed to get those kind of feedback. And some shows are actually created thanks for that.
Okay. Isme ek question just for our audience. Ek question, thoda clarity chahenge, Vijay. AVOD, what is AVOD? And aapne bataya ki in YouTube, in a platform like YouTube, you get data. Isn't that true for every other platform? So little bit of that knowledge sharing would be helpful for our audience.
Sure, okay. So AVOD is advertiser video on demand. There are 2-3 kinds that happens. SVOD is your subscriber video on demand. So basically the only thing is, one is largely ad-free and the other has ads coming in because the content is free. So somewhere they have to monetize. So that's the broad difference between AVOD and SVOD. Sorry, and what was your second?
The second question is, aapne bataya ki YouTube mein hum log jab content dalte hain, so we get, for our brands, for our case studies, we need data, right? So platform data in terms of subscribers and viewers, it is available for YouTube. But from any other platform where you are selling the content, like, you don't get that data from.
Sure.
So how does that help you? Yeah.
My Hindi is terrible. Main koshish karta hoon. Mere office mein, main jab Hindi mein baat karta hoon, to log haste hain. In the current scenario, platforms data nahi dete hain. Wo show ke baare mein qualitative feedback denge, unka shayad qualitative research hoga ya whatever, usme jo bhi data aata hai, wo shayad some amount of qualitative data is shared. But numerical data is not shared at all. All OTT platforms at this point in time, especially the SVOD, sab walled garden ki tarah hai. Wo wahan se kuch bahar nahi aata hai. And I think this is the practice globally. So it's not unique to India or anything of that sort. So, and this is being followed by video platforms, audio platforms, everyone. I'm hoping that this trend will change at some stage because, you know, how do you then incentivize a good show vis-a-vis an average show or whatever? Thankfully, we always then go back to an IMDb ratings, or we have a strong community of 50 million followers within the TVF network between all our social media channels. So we still have a feel of what is happening, what is working, what is not working. Irrespective of what a platform tells us or not, we kind of have a decent hang of whether the show is working or not. I can't comment on the other studios and other creators, how they manage. Because 90% of them don't have a large YouTube community or any social media community of their own. And hence, it can get challenging to figure out. But at this point in time, no platform gives you data other than YouTube, which, of course, it's there for everyone to see. It's views you get, comments you can see, likes you can see. So you know whether what is the engagement level that is happening. Okay, views you can still buy. You can put money and you can get views. But likes, comments, that engagement... the shares is not really always, you can't buy that. Money can't do that for you. So that's largely where it is.
So, ek bahut interesting point yahan se aata hai, Vijay, which is basically, as you said, most of the TVF shows are slice of life, right? You pick up that one piece which appeals to a heartland Indian, jo hamare, matlab, chote chote shahron mein, tier 2, tier 3 cities mein, jo kahaniyan bahut achhi tarah se relate karte. Those are the kind of stories TVF picks up and really, really does a good job of presenting it to the world, right? So, iske piche jo aapka creative team hai, like, and I'll segue to the next topic, which is primarily greenlighting a project. So, topics kaise choose hote hai? I mean, aap bol rahe ho ki when you're, like, for aspirants, right? When you put up a sketch, people start loving it. And then you start thinking of a long-form show, and then, obviously, it did what it did. So, topic selection and then greenlighting a project. Kaise hota hai thoda us baare mein?
Okay. Ek to hamari sari shows chote shehron ke baare mein nahi hai. I mean, Tripling is a bunch of kids in the city and good-looking ones. So is Permanent Roommates. So every show is not necessarily about small-town India. But on the thing on what is the kind of shows, it can work both ways. I mean, like, all the shows that I mentioned, Kota Factory, Aspirants, Tripling, and a few more of them, Pitchers, all of them incidentally have a brand integrated into it. And they all debuted on YouTube. So, because our reason for existence is brands. I mean, they are the ones who supported us, stood by us, the Kingfishers of the world, the Olas of the world, the Paytms of the world, the Tata Motors of the world, the Unacademies of the world. They supported us in the early days and ensured. Of course, they also saw the need. They were visionaries, so to speak, who said that despite lack of data, despite not so traditional ways of brand marketing and talking to consumers, they believed that, hey, this does something to my audience, and they partnered with us. So they came to us with a challenge, and then we kind of had this story. Like, Aruna was in Bangalore, and he used to be working out of various pubs and all of that, and neighboring tables would have guys talking about business plans and how they are pitching and how they're going to do. So he was like, wow, this is a different world altogether, and that's where the story germinated. And a brand like Kingfisher at that point in time had the vision to invest in a show like this, and the rest is history. I mean, two beer hai, you type and there is Pitchers and Kingfisher and all of that. Incidentally, that entire show, Kingfisher is not mentioned even once.
Except the logos at the pub discussion.
I think you're sitting in a bar and there's Kingfisher.
Very normal.
Yeah, there's branding behind, there's a tent card, there is coaster, there is beer flowing around, there's Pitchers. And of course, when he makes that iconic line, "Tu kya hai?" It then connects. I mean, you don't need to say, "Mera Vivo wala phone de do."
Correct.
Yeah. So, I mean, and that's something I take a lot of pride. I think we are the best, if not in the country, if not in the world, definitely in the country, as to how to integrate brands into a show. We are way, way ahead. So sorry, I digress a little. So there, the brands came to us, and we came back to them with the story, whether when Tiago launched, how did we manage to pitch a Tripling roadshow kind of a thing. So brands see the synergy and that happens. Otherwise, there are times where, and most of the time this is what happened, that we have an idea for a show and we go and pitch it to platforms. And that's practically 90% of the time that's how we function. And some brands see the... see the merit in the show. And when we do pitch, we just have the pilot episode and then we narrate that. And then we have a broad story for the season and we know that it can go on for a couple of seasons. That's how we go and narrate. And thankfully, most platforms have seen our body of work, have seen the kind of connect we have with the audiences, and they trust us and they go ahead and invest. Like, I'll tell you a case in point. Panchayat, as a show, we tried talking to a few brands at that point in time, but we were not able to convince brands to invest on a show that is based in a village where practically nothing happens. And then we took it to a lot of platforms, and same response. Most of them, like, I mean, that was a time when, and it still continues, crime and politics and, you know, the usual guns and roses and whatever else that supposedly does well. In fact, in none of our shows, we've ever shown a gun. So Panchayat was refused by most platforms.
Yeah.
Saying, hey, we don't believe this show will work. As luck would have it, your ex-company, Amazon Prime Video, thanks to one gentleman, a dear friend of mine called Vijay Subramaniam, he was heading that division at that point in time. He stuck his neck out and said, no, I believe in this show, and we will punt on it. Now, you need to have people who are willing to take a risk and who are willing to see that there is something unique about the show, or there's some story that is different and it will work. And trust me, there are a lot of shows that have tried to copy the Panchayat flavor and they've come and they've bombed and you don't see them back again. So those kind of options are also there. So, but this is the large thing. We go to platforms, pitch our show, and they evaluate it basis what is the relevance to their consumers, because they have a lot of research data. They know what is the preference. Do they prefer crime? Do they prefer satire? Do they prefer dramedy? Do they prefer what? And if it fits into that, then of course, then there's a commercial discussions, which is also very, very critical. If all of those stars match and are aligned, then we end up getting that commissioned and go ahead and make the show.
So typically platforms ke paas do tarah ke formats hote hain when it comes to content green light, right? So ek hota hai, obviously you are a studio and if I'm a platform, either I can work with you to develop a show, matlab shuru se script mein jahan par mera feedback hoega, we'll collaborate on a series and call it say XX original, right? Where the IP belongs to me. The other format is I will go and buy. You have already done a show, which is already which is ready, and I will go and buy the show from you, where you keep the IP.
Sure.
So, have you delved on both sides, or have you stick to only on the second part of the business?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Do tarike ke formats hote hain, originals and license. Hum kahin beech mein hain. Hum hybrid model pe operate karte hain. We're not original, so to speak. IP very much belongs to us, and we maintain that in everything that we do. Whichever platform, whichever brand, whoever we talk to, that's the thing. IP is maintained with us. But we are hybrid in that sense that after the platform greenlits the show is when we start the serious development and the scripting and all of that. And then basis the money that we get from the platform, we then make the show.
Understood.
So it is not technically not licensing in that sense, but it's a hybrid model where the platform invests. So the platform is with us and giving their insights, giving their inputs on what is working, what is not working. In fact, I'll come back to case in point and Panchayat. While it was our show, our IP, everything, the APV team liked the entire season one, but their only request was to add a slightly a romantic angle into that. That was missing. It was not part of our original storyline. And we tried resisting. We tried pushing back. But they were persuasive and in their own gentle ways. And then we said, hey, why not? I mean, what's the harm? And actually, that one input really worked very well.
God, that was a viral moment.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, so you know, that's the good thing about TVF is we are always open to feedback.
Yeah.
When we don't come with a thing that, oh, we know it all and this is how it is going to work. We are open to hearing what the partner on the other side has to say. And if it's relevant, if we feel it adds value, we are always happy to integrate it. So it's like a, like I started by saying, it's a hybrid model.
Correct.
Where the partner feels it's an original, but and gives it the priority of an original. But we get to keep the IP. And I think this model works very well for both of us.
And from a business side, from a financial side, how does it make sense for a studio like TVF to run? Like, on one side, you have the advertisers' money coming in, and the other side, you have platform, right? So talk more a little bit about your business model of sort in terms of finances.
So there was a time, say, until 2018, where it was 100% brand money that was coming in. There was nothing else. I mean, of course, there was some loose change you were getting from YouTube and whatever else. But there was no other revenue stream that we had explored. I mean, it was existing, but we consciously stayed away from it. Come 2018, we started experimenting with platforms, and we started with a platform called MX Player. I don't know if it's still existing, but we put up a couple of shows there, and the response was amazing. And then Prime Video, Netflix, Panchayat, Hostel Days happened on Prime Video. Kota Factory Season 2 happened on Netflix, and a lot of other shows went on Sony Live. So currently our mix is, I think, almost 70% platform-based revenues. Say 20% is brands, and maybe another 10% is all allied syndication, library, and audio, etc., etc. That's largely it. So, of course, the platforms will have more resources and revenues at their disposal. And for them, content is their only business. So, and assuming you launch two shows every month, two new shows every month, you're looking at least minimum 24 shows. Between four platforms, 24 into four, you're looking at least 150 to 200 shows. The country has that kind of appetite. And this is only Hindi.
Correct.
If you your expertise is good in a regional, then you're looking at least two, three South languages, Marathi, Bengali. I'm talking about the typical broadcast, the languages which have worked and delivered, like TV in TN, AP, Bangla, Marathi, rake in serious revenues. And I am sure that going forward, there will be a lot of investments in the regional space also, because I think the metros have kind of saturated in terms of growth. That incremental growth is not going to happen at the same pace that the past 3-4 years were. I think the next big leap will happen in the regional space. So
yeah, in fact, similar trend what we are seeing even on social and different platforms, whether it is Reels or Facebook, I think tier 2, tier 3 cities is where jahan par sabse zyada consumption abhi badh raha hai. So, and even taking a cue from there, so imagine agar main ek naya entrepreneur hoon aur mere ko ek studio start karna hai, right? So agar mujhe studio start karna hai, and like you're saying, regional is the space, and imagine I'm a Bengali and want to start a Bengali studio. Typically from your experience, like TVF mein aap log 20 shows banate ho per year?
Yeah, I mean, almost to 20 shows.
In Hindi or across languages?
15 are Hindi, a couple in Tamil, Telugu, Marathi.
And typically, what is your workforce like in your studio? How many people work to turn out like?
So our core team would be around 150. I mean, that's everything. I'm talking about all support.
Correct.
Teams including legal, finance, etc., etc., production, creative, the brand teams, all put together should be touching around 150 150. That's the kind of number that. But there's immense potential to get into. We were slowly starting with the South now.
Correct.
We already remade Hostel Days in Tamil, Telugu. Hopefully, you'll see some more interesting stuff getting developed. Panchayat is also getting done in Tamil, Telugu.
Oh, nice.
And there's lots more coming your way.
Interesting. So for anyone who wants to kickstart, say, a content studio in a smaller scale and obviously gradually grow, what are some of the pieces from a business and a revenue aspect one should keep in mind?
You need to, the same basics that we did. You need to have a strong development team. You need to have the right business people to take those stories, those projects to the right decision makers. You know, because even the content teams at these platforms, they are a limited number of people that, but they get flooded by...
So many scripts.
So many. Correct. Everyone thinks that they are a great script writer. Correct. And they've got a great story. But unfortunately, they have only so much time in a day to evaluate whatever content that comes. So you have to be able to get something interesting, go through the right channels, build your right contacts. The networking in this line of work is very, very important. Mm. And networking with the right kind of people. So who have a proven track record, who can then take your... or like we have collaborated, for instance, the Marathi show that we did was with a Marathi creator called Bhadipa, who I think was trying to get a foothold in this, but they were not succeeding. And they came to us and we said, yeah, sounds good, this looks interesting. And we went and pitched. And of course, the IP belongs to us. And we went and pitched and Sony was convinced. And so you will need to probably, or the body of work you've done in the past. So I think that partnership is very, very critical. New people breaking out on their own with the platform is going to be a challenge. So I think probably the initial days you need to build something on your own social media, either your own community. And once that picks up, and of course that's in the open for everyone to see, then you have a hope to get a foot in the door.
And are you, I'm guessing you are continuously looking for talent, writing talent to come and...
All the time. All the time.
So if for our audience, if someone knows that they have written a good script and if they want to reach out to TVF, so what is that line of communication they should follow? Like, is there an email address? Is there...
Yeah, so each of our social media platforms, whether it is LinkedIn, whether it is Insta, whether it is YouTube or Twitter, we all have places where we encourage people to connect with us. And of course, there's some basic paperwork that has to be done before we even start evaluating. Because, you know, people will send you random things. You can't be... We get the proper paperwork done. And after that, we are happy to evaluate and give it a shot and see if it is developed properly. And then we get into a narration and we take it forward from there on.
Understood. We take a small break here.
Yeah, sure.
And we will come back to the part two of the discussion with Mr. Vijay Koshy.